Dismal, das ist das immer schön mit dieser Situation. Der Kampf Dr. Marello, das ist auf January 26, 2012. Period. Patient name is Clymon Wiley, that's Clymon space Wiley. Data birth is 06191940. Please cover the primary care physician detail from page 1 of January 10, 2013. Chart please, necessary graph, cardiac next note. Please, necessary graph, reason for visit, follow up. I had the pleasure of seeing Mr. Wiley now cardiac me today. He doesn't know he's a very pleasant 72 years old gentleman with a post medical syndrome of coronary disease. This is post CAPG times 4 vessels. And also status post left heart catheterization for done in July 27, 2012.
Metformin 500 mg BID, oxybutynin chloride 5 mg QD,
tell us about medication signals for brief arthritis. This is post brief angiographies. Recent one done in
Vicodin 750 mg TID, gabapentin 400 mg
October
TID
2012. Successful revascularization of the left popliteal artery CTO.
QD
and also successful revascularization of the TP trunk. Period. He also supports medication for hypertension, hyperlipidemia, diabetes mellitus. History of CVA.
Physical examination. On today's visit, the patient's blood pressure is 137 over 69, her pulse is 61.
And what about heart disease?
94 pounds and her height is 5 feet. Please call to
the physical
examination template.
He's in our cardiac unit today for a follow-up with the clinic. We have today with the patient said that he's relatively doing well, but however, have been complaining of shortness of breath and mild to moderate exertion period. He also complains of lightheadedness and dizziness. Period. Also, the visit was complaining of lower extremity stiffness upon mild to moderate walking.
There is mild concentric left ventricular hypertrophy. The overall left ventricular systolic function is normal with an ejection fraction between 55 to 60%.
He denies any chest pain or thumbnail presentation. This appears he denies any palpitation, syncope, recent attacks, or results on loss of function. Appears he denies any lower extremity swelling, skin color changes, or varicose veins. Appears he is following his primary care physician regularly. He is compliant with all medication. Appears he has past medication, number one hypertension, appears number hyperlipidemia, appears number palpitation, appears number CVA, appears number coronary disease. There is a post left heart catheterization with stent placement in the RCA done on July 27, 2011. Also status post CAPG times 4. Period. Next number brief heart disease. There's a post brief angiography. The recent one done on October 3rd, 2012. With successful of the left popliteal artery CTO, successful orbital atherectomy and balloon angioplasty at the left popliteal and TB trunk. Period. Next number diabetes mellitus. Period. Next paragraph passed the diagnosis for CAPG times 4 vessels. Period. Next paragraph family history and cardiovascular. Period. Next paragraph social history. The patient is an ex smoker. He had a chronic history of smoking. He drives alcohol using an illicit drug speed. Next paragraph, allergies is not known to be allergic to any medication. Food being a paragraph, current medication, please copy the current medication list from page 2 of January 10, 2013. Chart 2, a physical examination of vital signs. His blood pressure is 124 over 69. His pulse is 86 beats per minute. His weight is 176 pounds and his height is 5 feet 8 inches. Period. Please copy the normal physical finding template. Period. Next paragraph, diagnostic investigations. Number 1. Lab test done in January 10, 2013, shown swollen of 94 to potassium 4.1, chloride 105, glucose 110, urine antigen 18, creatinine 1.4. Hemoglobin 13.2, hematocrit 39.6, MCV 88, platelets 130,000. Next number, please copy the rest of the diagnostic investigation from page 3 and page 4 of January 10, 2013 chart. Here's the assessment and plan number 1. Coronary artery disease. The patient has a known history of coronary artery disease, status post CAPG times 4 vessels. He also has a status post left heart catheterization, which was done in July 27, 2011, showing severe coronary artery disease, 3 native vessel disease, patent SVG to the diagonal branch, SVG to the OM branch, SVG to the PDA. And the LIMA to the LID is an athletic vessel that is small in caliber. On today, the patient denies any symptoms of chest pain or discomfort. Period.
Cardiac position is Eric Ayers, located at 50 East Campview Street.
However, he has been complaining of shortness of breath recently. Period. We did
305.
Counsel the patient about going through the EECP therapy for build-up of collateral vessels around his heartbeat. We'll continue to monitor him closely and follow up with him regarding this matter on the next follow-up visit. We'll also follow up with him regarding his overall coronary artery disease condition. Manage him accordingly. Meanwhile, he's to continue the same medication regimen. Patient number brief artery disease. The patient is a known case of peripheral artery disease to the post multiple peripheral angiographies. Most recent one done on October 3rd, 2012, showing bilateral SFA occlusion with successful revascularization of the left SFA. Currently, is a Rutherford classification 3. Two to three. Today, we the patient is complaining of claudication bilateral, but more over in the right side. Period. The patient is scheduled for a brief angiogram via the left groin for April 17, 2013. We have advised him to call us immediately upon worsening of his symptoms. Meanwhile, we'll continue to monitor him closely and follow up with him. Period.
Moderate.
Next number.
That is associated with nausea.
Viral heart disease. The patient's recent echocardiogram was done in.
Associated with. For diagnosis DERD. Period. She denies any shortness of breath for assessment of tummy dyspnea or tachypnea, lightheadedness,
pre-syncope. Sorry, Barbara had disease. The patient's recent echocardiogram showed an ejection fraction of 50 to 55%. He has a moderately thickened aortic valve leaflet. The patient was complaining of shortness of breath. He denies orthostomal plasma in this period. We did all the pulmonary function tests to assess the lung function and to exclude out any lung pathology period. We also ordered to repeat the echocardiogram to assess any progression in his valvular heart disease situation period. We'll follow up with the results from the next follow-up visit and manage him accordingly. Period, next number, stroke and CVA. The patient has a history of a stroke. Period, we'll recommend him to follow up with his primary care physician and neurologist regarding this matter. Period, next number, diabetes mellitus. The patient has a case of diabetes. We advise him to follow up with his primary care physician regarding tight glycemic control, target hemoglobin A1C of less than 6.5%. Period, next number, hyperlipidemia. The patient has a known case of hyperlipidemia. Currently, he's taking Prevacen 40 milligrams QHS. Period, he's to follow up with his primary care physician regarding frequent lipid profile testing and LFTs on target delta less than 100. Period. Next number, hypertension. To evidence, blood pressure is 124/69, which is within the normal range. Indicator of controlled blood pressure. Period. He is to continue the same medication regimen. If he is still close to the lafa data, we continue to monitor his blood pressure. And the next follow-up is. Period. Next number.
Next paragraph. Hernia repair, state unknown.
Sorry, next paragraph. Thank you very much for announcing the department in the care of Mr. Climon. While he built a phone number for my name to call in any question or concerns at that time period, see him back in our clinic in 2 months or sooner. Necessary period, meanwhile, he's still to continue seeing inspired making the other to 5K. Please, Mr. Graf, thank you very much. Yes, I'm sorry, I'm going to say that I'm going to say this best that you are medical selection for Dr. Meyer Elder. Please, this is the end of the dictation.